434-979-COIN. Talk about all the ways they can help you at the Jefferson Coin Shop. WCHV time is 7:15. Okay. Time to go inside the sports headlines where the rain isn't falling. I think it's dry in here, Mac.
Here it was rough last night.
Oh, did you get hit pretty hard as well?
Yeah, we got a lot of wind, a lot of rain in a short period of time.
We're getting it now, yeah.
By the way, thanks for the clap. I like that. It's like, let's go. Come on, guys. Let's go. I love the,
break. No, that's you know, my silent count. You know, when I clap, it's like count five and then hike the ball.
I love it. Presented by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner on Emmett Street. Remember, you can always trust the Plus. The Virginia women's basketball team jumped on Clemson last night at JPJ, running out to a 24-9 lead and later had to hold off the Tigers. Clemson cut the margin to 3 in the third with a second run in the fourth. UVA won 70-54. Jocelyn Willoughby had 21. Freshman Carol Miller contributed a season-high 19. UVA moves to 10-13 and 5-7 in the league. And according to head coach Tina Thompson, she's watching her younger players, like Carol Miller, who is a freshman from Alexandria, grow up and become a factor in the ACC.
Don't have time to kind of like stop and figure it out and teach in a way that is not constantly moving. So I'm really proud of them and where they are at this moment, having a comfort but also a confidence in being able to play and be effective in the ACC.
Cavs will be in Tallahassee Sunday for a noon tip against the nation's number 17, Florida State. Another key weekend in the ACC for the men. Opportunities abound. Virginia meets Louisville Saturday at 4 with a chance to pad the resume. The Cards are leading the conference and are the number 5 team in the country. Meanwhile, Virginia Tech's growing pains are beginning to show. Mike Young was a bit disappointed after the Georgia Tech 19-point loss, falling behind by double digits early and being handed a fourth consecutive defeat. Coach Young has remained optimistic, though, through the process and says, hey, we'll get this thing done.
Well, we've got to continue to come on here. And these guys have been so good and such a pleasure to coach. I thought our deficiencies on the defensive end carried over up here or vice versa. I don't know. Get home and get it figured out. And we'll get it figured out.
All right, Joe, pretty good happy hour tomorrow. Well, actually, good day with Tech at noon, which I know you'll have, but you got Virginia at 4, and you got Carolina Duke coming up at 6 o'clock.
Right, and we'll have that game, too. We got that game on the radio.
I know you will. I know you're like on top of it, you know? The number one Virginia lacrosse team will host number 14 Loyola tomorrow. Face-off is at 2. The program will raise the championship banner. Should be fun. And by the way, I close with this. In the category of uh-oh, Michigan guard Xavier Simpson had a single car accident last month with a car that was registered to, ready for this, the athletic director's wife.
Oh, no.
January 26th, he ran the car into a street sign at 3 a.m. And then he gave the attending officers the name Jeff Jackson Simpson to the police because he didn't want to report the crash or be part of the crash report.
Oh.
Well, Simpson told the officers he was walking by the car and noticed it had been in a wreck. It turns out Evan Manuel, the son of Christian and Ward Manuel, was letting Simpson drive the car. Icy conditions did lead to the mishap. My guess is Evan Manuel, who is the son of the AD, probably had a little too much, and it was Xavier Simpson saying, hey, I'll get you home safely, of which he did not.
So, what's the phrase? There's a phrase that's coming to mind, Mac. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Lack of institutional control. Is that the phrase?
That's exactly right. So a wake being held today for Gene Corrigan. It'll be from 5 until 7. The wake is at the Charlottesville Catholic School. I talked to a number of people who are going to be there. Unfortunately, I can't. I've got some commitments here that I've just got to. But my heart and just my love for the Corrigan family will certainly be there today. The funeral mass will be tomorrow at 2:30 at Incarnation Catholic Church. So anyway, the thoughts of Gene Corrigan and the family and Lena and all, you know, Kathy and just everybody, Louise and just everybody. Just my heart just pours out to the Corrigan family.
Do you know if the team before their game tomorrow is going to, you know, have a little ceremony? I mean, you know, certainly not, you know, at the level of Kobe Bryant, but
they're on the road. No, it's a good point.
Oh, they're on the road tomorrow. They're in Louisville.
Virginia's on the road to Louisville. Yeah, they play at Louisville, and the Virginia women's team on the road Sunday.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I don't know
if they did. Have they done anything? Like, I don't know if they did anything before the Clemson game or not. You know, or
I don't.
Or,
I didn't see anything about it. They won't let me use the.
That's a good question.
The company tickets, I don't get a, you know, I'm like 28th on the depth chart for the company tickets, so but I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mac.
You'll
understand, at 8:15 I'm doing a thing on football recruiting, Joe, but just know you've got 3.5 stars. So we're going to talk football.
I got a high motor is what I've got. I've got a high motor.
Yeah,
that's
it. Exactly. You're like a Yelp restaurant. All right. I'll talk at 8:15. We're going into football recruiting with Bronco.